Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, in the fourth parak, talks about blowing shofar al seder habrachas. They used to blow shofar al seder habrachas during Chazaras Hashatz, and at the conclusion, after we finished the bracha, malchios, shofros, and zichronos, each one, they used to blow shofar after each of the brachas. In other words, normally during the year, we daven 18 brachas. We added the 19th bracha, l'moshinim. On Shabbos, we have 7. And it's all based on Psukim in Tanakh. And they quote the in brachas that Chana prayed 9 times. He said the Shem Hashem. So we learn now there is 9. You can have a 9 bracha tefillah on. She was answered. She had a child, Shmuel Hanavi, on Shabbos, so therefore we're going out 9 brachas. So that's what the Mishnah says, that you daven, that you blow shofar, al seder habrachas. So which tefillah do we do it in? So we know today we do it during Musaf, but was it always Musaf? So no, the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, I think it's Lamed Beis, that no, originally they daven, they blew Musaf at Shacharis, Chazaras Hashatz of Shacharis. Again, that gets into the Minhagim Svardim Ashkenaz. You do it also during the silent Shemoneh Esrei. We'll just go with the Minhag Ashkenaz, Chazaras Hashatz. So the Gemara says originally they used to do it Shacharis. Why? Because it was an old problem. Shacharis is Rizid Magdimin, but if you wait to Musaf, more people will come. That's not a new issue, the JFK crowd. So that's what the minig was, and then because Xeris HaMalchus, Shas HaShmad, they had to move it to Musaf, and then they left it there. So the Shaila is like, what do you mean they used to blow it at Shacharis? I thought the Mishnah says us. We don't say Malchi Yeshua Zichros in Shacharis, so how could they have done it in Shacharis? So that's what is a famous Baal HaMor. It seems the Marsha seems to quote a Rashi in Avodah Zorah as well. But the Baal HaMor Shita is that you used to say all the Tvilas. Ma'ariv, Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha. Reminds me of the Machlokas Aneinu on a fast day. But that's the same, similar Machlokas. Our meaning is we just do it before Mincha, because we're concerned that we don't want to be liars, because we don't want to say we're eating until we know we're more likely to the fast. Only the Baal Tefillah does it, because assumption someone in the Tefillah will be fasting. So that's a major machlokas rishon. That's the whole discussion of Salavechik's, well, whether it's Chumro or his Shita is, that's why the Shivasa Yudzayin Tamas, the Suri 3 weeks begin at night. And one of the rayas is we say Aninu b'yom sum, the day of the tainus begins even at night. We have a special dispensation. We're allowed to eat. So either way, so the Baal HaMor says here really it's not akasha, because originally they did it at Shacharis. They didn't. How did they do it in Shacharis? Because according to the Baal HaMor, they did it in all tefillos. In fact, the Baal HaMor talks about one. So originally it was Shacharis and not, they used to, according to the Baal HaMor, they always said Malchus Shofar Zichronos, and therefore it wasn't a problem. They used to blow shofar originally during Shacharis, and then the Xeris HaMalchus happened. The Baal HaMor even talks about during his childhood, he remembers when they didn't have Magzorim, or there's only maybe, and therefore no one, they didn't do it in any of them because they didn't know it. They only did a His sheet is that they used to make a 7th bracha of Kedushas Hayom, but the Baal HaMor says that was the practice. So and therefore that's why it's not a problem how they could have done it originally Shacharis, because according to, and so today, you know, we don't accept that view. We only do it at Musaf, like we only do Aninu and Mincha. So therefore, so what does it mean al seder habrachas? So that's a major machlokas. We've shown him the Baal HaMor and other Rishonim on what does it mean? Because the Gemara talks about the Kiyas to Meyushov and the Dekiyas to Me'uma, not to fool the Satan. So according to the Baal Hamor, the Kiyas to Meyushov were the Chazaras, is the shofars during the Musaf of Chazaras Hashat, Bizman HaGemar, because they moved it to Musaf. Apparently people were sitting during Chazaras Hashat. And Tekiyas de Me'umad, that's when the people were leaving Shul. They were standing up to leave. You got to walk out, so you had to stand. And according to the Baal HaMor, there was no Tekiyas before Musaf. According to the Baal HaMor, the first Tekiyas were on Chazaras Hashat, and that's the Tekiyas HaSeid HaBrachas. According to other Rishonim, then no. Tekiyas de Meyushav was before Musaf, like we do now, and Tekiyas de Me'umad is during the Chazaras Hashat. People stand, I guess, during Chazaras Hashat, or certainly stand during the Shmoneh Esrei. They definitely stand anyway when you blow the shofar and do Malchus, when you blow the shofar. So either way, it's a major machlokas Rishonim. Everyone agreed, but the Gemara says that the Tekiyas de Me'umad, the Tekiyas de Meyushav. The question is, what was what? According to the Baal HaMor, it was the Chazaras Hashat Musaf, and therefore, that's when they moved the Gzeir, and that's when they used to blow Aseid HaBrachas, and Tekiyas was when they left. According to other Rishonim, no, they always blew before Musaf. That was the Tekiyas de Meyushav, and the Tekiyas de Me'umad, that was Chazaras Hashat. So according to the Baal HaMor, so why do we add, why do we institute the Kiyas before Musaf? So he says, because in the time of the Gaonim, they had all this piyutim. That's why he made davening so long. So he made it so long, so who could stay to the end? So therefore, in order for the Zakenim, the Cholim, the elderly or the sick who couldn't stay for the whole davening, we wanted to make sure that if they left before Musaf, they also got in shofar, so therefore we instituted before the piyutim davening didn't take so long. So therefore it wasn't an issue. As we'll see, that's why some this year b'shas COVID. That's why people are discussing which piyutim, if any, should you say, since there are some shitas that was the minigur of Chaim that he didn't say any piyutim because he thought that it's a hefsek to the tekiyah, so how could you do something unnecessary? I know that's clearly the minig is not like him, but this year they're discussing how much they have to do. So again, the Mishnah says they used to blow shofar al seder habrachas, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, and they did it during Chazaras Hashat, so Malchi shofar was in Zichronas. Aye, but the Gemara says in Lamed Beis that he did it at Shacharis originally before they changed it to Musaf. So how could they have blown it? So that leads the Baal HaMor to conclude that really you could do it all the tefillahs, like Aneinu, except they only blew shofar one. So therefore he explains how they did it at Shacharis. He did it at Shacharis because they did it at Seid HaBrachas. That they, so it could be according to either according to the Baal HaMor, it's an Akash, or you could say they did the Seid HaBrachas, they blew it at Shacharis. It doesn't say the Mishnah, the Gemara Brachas, this says that you could daven a 9 bracha Shemon Esrei. It doesn't say which tefillah, so it could have been originally it was Shacharis, and then they moved it to Musaf. And then there's the whole Machlokas, the Baal HaMor, other Rishonim. What is the Seid HaBrachas? When the Tekiyas de Meyushav, according to the Baal HaMor, that was the first time they blew the shofar, and the Tekiyas de Me'umad when they left, and the other Rishonim that they did the Tekiyas, they always blew before Musaf, and then the Tekiyas de Me'umad was during the Chazaras Hashat. And therefore, that's why we'll have to get into another time, but that's what the Baal HaMor points out, that's why we don't find the Nusach HaBracha in the Gemara, because that was a much later institution. As we'll see, we'll have to get into why didn't they make a bracha. According to the Baal Hamor, why didn't they make a bracha before? Why don't we make a bracha now once they moved it to before Musaf? Well, according to the Baal Hamor, they didn't have a bracha before then.